This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Could mean the difference between life and death.
Hey!
There's a bipartisan effort to get radishes made the national vegetable.
That's right. Started at my house, by the way.
Yeah, I'm more interested in beets being the national vegetable, frankly.
I enjoy drinking my beets and eating my radishes. How about that?
Really? What a combination.
And this is how fake news gets started.
Right. And that's okay, thank you. That was a great intro to where we're going next here. DJV, Doug Jen in Victoria with Kara Schillen at the controls in Washington. The DJV program can be followed on Twitter at DJV Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen. And we're thinking about having a segment on dumb tweets, because there are legions of them every day, and it'd be kind of fun to figure out how people are not figuring, if you know what I mean. That could be considered, however, fake news. Well, this program is not necessarily about the news. It's about what's going on and then our wrinkle, because we all have different perspectives on things and kind of unique, as do you. Many of the people listening to this program come from all different walks of life, and they look upon things that matter differently, because what matters to you may not matter to me, and vice versa. However, this does matter to me, and I think it'll matter to a lot of people who are listening. Therefore, it is worth a few moments of our time. The folks at Media Matters, you remember them. They are normally focused on the left-of-center approach to making the right-of-center people nervous. Media Matters is a well-funded, I think George Soros funds it, or funds a lot of it. And I don't even know, it's not a news site. They were all over the quote-unquote facts. Remember going back to Sandra Fluke, which is, 4 years ago?
Gosh, that's right, yeah.
Right? And whether contraceptives ought to be part of health care coverage. That episode turned out to be very costly for me, for Rush Limbaugh, for a core of advertisers, and pretty much for all the talk radio world, because the ad buyers are mostly the same age as Sandra Fluke. They didn't like Rush Limbaugh to begin with, but they gave them an excuse to not buy advertising on Limbaugh's program anymore. And it went from his program to conservative programs to pretty much all of talk radio. So people like me, who are independent producers, who have no, we're not even in the same corner of the room as Limbaugh is with not only the money that he makes, but the approach that we have to conversation. Anyway, it didn't make any difference, because most of the ad buyers don't listen to talk radio. They don't understand what their clients want. It's a very annoying situation, and I'm doing a little laundry here, but I'm more annoyed at this as it keeps unfolding, and the kinds of things that have been said about what we do, like all talk radio is the same. And therefore, I mean, that's fake news in and of itself, and much of it was perpetrated by Media Matters, who now is interested in fake news. They are taking what they do in a new direction because they got somebody new running it, so their focus is going to be on fake news and people who are on the air who are fakers. So it'll be interesting to see from their perspective. Fox News, obviously, is the gatekeeper of that, but there's plenty of the same thing on MSN. Say it again, Doug. MSNBC and CNN and Facebook, and, you know, these are all enablers of misinformation. And so how is it that we are ever really, even, you know, you can say that we're responsible because we're looking at all kinds of different sources, but you know, how do you know? It isn't the truth that I'm interested in. It's the facts that I'm interested in. And they are hard, harder and harder and harder and harder to find. For example, and I use the business about what happened up at the pipeline. Now, there was, for months. These people are out there protesting, and the news media decided in a concerted, cooperative effort to not tell people what was going on. There was no interest whatsoever. I happened to hear about it through somebody on Facebook, and that's why I got onto it fast and have stayed with it, because I think this is an outrage. And I find that it's interesting, because the decision to deny the easement for this oil pipeline, the Army Corps of Engineers said, let's do it the way we planned, put it under the lake, screw the Native Americans. But because the pipeline is 30 inches wide, it had to be approved by the Assistant Secretary of the Army for civil works. Who knew there was somebody that was an assistant attorney, Assistant Secretary of the Army for civil works, huh?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, right. So, anyway, so that decision then went to the White House, and so they finally did something about it. And so, is it a victory for the protesters who oppose the pipeline? It just sort of depends on how you read it. It's a stop anyway.
And thank God. Did you see the conditions?
Horrible.
I know, it's so predictable. I was listening to Fox News actually yesterday morning in my car, my commute, and William Lajeunesse is one of their like LA-based reporters that they sent out to this thing, and he's out there, and they had to move their truck with the satellite dish on top of it because it's so, these blizzard conditions are just ridiculous.
Awful.
And he's out there trying to walk to show how bad it is, saying that it's worse than any hurricane, you know, Category 5 that he's sat through, and so he's walking in this big gust of wind and snow comes, and you hear this, and you hear him go, shh, and, you know, drop the S word, live on TV. And so everybody went silent in the newsroom. They totally let him hang on it. But, it, you know, it was just one of those natural moments where you go, of course, that's what you're going to shout out. Even, I mean, it was
or
just
something
wow.
worse.
Oh, my gosh.
Right. Exactly. Wow. But at any rate, I think the point here is that we've now in the fake news department, there is a focus on it. Now I'm wondering whether that's going to become a cause célèbre on its own, and the fake news people are going to manufacture their own fake news. So at what point, does it stop?
It's funny that you say that, because I'm just looking on BuzzFeed News, and one of the second headline is fake news fools most Americans who read it, and Facebook is a major source, according to a new BuzzFeed survey. So,
yeah, right. Yeah.
You know, Facebook is trying to address it, but I don't know.
So when you got, what, 1.5 billion users, hard to control all that stuff.
Yeah. Just but don't get your news from Facebook. Like, I've never read the news on Facebook.
Yeah.
And I just use it as
like
a dumb idea to me.
Right.
So.
If you see a headline, it's best to Google that headline.
Yeah, exactly.
Or go to The Onion. You can get the news there.
Oh, the best news there, yeah.
14 past the hour, the beating heart that you have in your chest. Do you spell that B-E-A-T or B-E-E? B-E-E-T. Your beating heart sounds like an old country song, doesn't it? Your beating heart. Maybe not so much. But anyway, the history of Beat, you two are, you're supposed to be outraged at my singing and me putting it together. You're just sitting there.
I guess we're just desensitized to it.
Yeah, at this point.
Excuse me?
It wasn't actually that bad. It wasn't as bad as usual.
That wasn't as, that was
really? Not, isn't that nice? All right. Beets were originally an aphrodisiac. Do you know that? Greece, the Grecian times. Good, Doug. The Greek, Roman history, the history of the Middle East, actually. Beets were originally grown in the Jordan Valley of Israel. Did you know that? Didn't know that, did you?
No.
And now, as they have spread, it was called, when it was brought to the New World, they referred to it as beetroot. And still, if you talk to some of the people from the Caribbean, that they don't call it beets. They call them beetroots. That's a root vegetable. Fascinating that before making love, the Greeks and the Romans would eat a lot of beets. So maybe that tells you something about how super beets works and why it's so popular. It's only one of the things that it's good for, but it is good for that. Stamina, energy, live your life to the fullest. Super beets, non-GMO beets, grown, cooked, dried, powdered, and put into canisters so that you can take a teaspoon of Super Beets, put it in a glass of water or a smoothie or something. You can get into your body right away, and your heart will work better. Your arteries will get the blood flow out to your muscles, your brain, all of the organs in your body that need support from the life support system that is your blood. It is something amazing, simple, and very available. 800-655-4183. If you haven't joined the party, if you haven't gone and gotten on this bandwagon of Super Beets, the superfood, call, shoot yourself a note maybe right now, or if you're close to a phone, call 800-655-4183. They're available all over the place. See them now at Whole Foods. You can get them on Amazon. But the fastest way to do it is probably go to DougLikesBeets.com to order Super Beets. DougLikesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free with your first order, plus the book about beets, free delivery. You mentioned Doug Steffen, all of that. Let's try it. Let's get Super Beets, order a whole lot of it, and make them stocking stuffers. For those people that you care about, you want to have good health in your family, this is the way to do it. Super Beets. Get them now at DougLikesBeets.com.
Gentlemen, make a lasting impression this holiday season with JCPenney. Come early to beat the rush. Doors open this Friday at 9 a.m. and Saturday at 8 a.m. You'll only have to make one stop to get everything she wants. With up to 70% off select gold jewelry starting at $79.99 and an extra 20% off sale prices with your JCPenney credit card and coupon. Get the perfect gifts on her list. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney.
Store hours may vary as prohibited by law. Coupon required. Valid 12/7 to 12/24. 20% off subject to credit approval. Check JCP.com or Thursday newspaper for coupon and details.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Big Jim and three pancakes for 89 cents.
I don't care what you call them, pancakes, flipjacks, flapcakes. The point is, at Burger King, you can get a stack of three of them for 89 cents. What kind of deal is this?
A great one? Fill up on three golden pancakes for 89 cents. This is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get three pancakes for 89 cents. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation varies.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I forgot holiday gifts for my clients.
Well, Staples is the place for great tech gift ideas, like Apple TV.
Terrific. I need ideas.
Staples Tech Gifts coupon book has great ideas and over $700 in savings on tech gifts your clients will love.
That's perfect, Staples guy. I don't know what to say. I mean, you did this just for me?
Well, yes, and everybody else.
For your tech gifts this holiday, visit Staples and look for Staples Tech Gifts coupon book. While supplies last, ends 12/31/16, excludes clearance Staples U.S. stores only.
All right, here we are at the Doug, Jennifer, and Victoria headquarters announcing something that you've never heard before and not heard from anybody about the town of Utqiagvik.
I'm sorry, where?
U-T-Q-I-A-G-V-I-K.
Okay.
Utqiagvik is also known as Barrow, Alaska, America's northernmost town, no longer known as Barrow. When the sun rises in January over Barrow for 5 minutes, it will be the town of Utqiagvik. That's the official Inupiat name for the town. That's the name of the group. 4,300 people live there. They voted to switch the name in their election this year. The new town name doesn't change a direct translation to English. Instead, it refers to a place to gather roots. Ha ha! More beets! I don't know how much time they have to grow them up there, but they grow them. Potatoes, that kind of stuff. So how about that? Inupiat. Is that how you pronounce that, Victoria, you think?
I think that sounds about right.
Like, I'm so glad you asked, Victoria.
I know, right?
Now listen. We have 21 minutes after the hour, boys and girls.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal-impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross. And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
So there's a couple of reasons for paying this, pay attention to this tune. Number 40 on the Billboard Holiday Airplay list this year in terms of requests, how often being played, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. This is Taylor Swift's version of Last Christmas. Why don't we crank it up a bit there, Kara? That goes back to, what, 84?
They didn't write it, though, right?
Oh, no.
I don't know. That's a good question. This must be very old, right?
That's why I asked the question.
Young Taylor Swift?
Yeah,
this,
yeah.
This is when her voice really annoyed
seven,
me.
7, 8 years ago? Yeah.
Now everything
really
about her annoys you.
I know.
Voice. Yeah.
Yep.
All right, but
glad her voice got better.
1986, Wham,
is it
by
86?
The way.
Okay, I got that was a little off. Okay, so
and
let's
she
move.
Did this in 2007, FYI.
Okay. Okay. All right, so from Taylor Swift, who was a big country artist then, to the list of these Grammy Award nominees this year, the best country album up for Big Day in a Small Town by Brandi Clark, Full Circle, Loretta Lynn, Maren Morris's Hero, Sailor's Guide to Earth, this Sturgill Simpson that nobody heard about until today, and Ripcord by Keith Urban. I think I'm for the Loretta Lynn. My own prejudice would be Loretta Lynn, probably.
You might get it, actually.
Yeah. Best of Music Video nominees are Formation from Beyonce, River from Leon Bridges, Up Up by Coldplay. Interesting, Coldplay doesn't have a lot of nominations. Anybody
they got
surprised?
One. I think that's it.
Yeah,
I know, and it's such a great
album. When did their album come out?
Oh, you're right. I think that it came out before. It would have been in the last category, I think.
Really?
So that's why maybe only the video was nominated.
right, this is from that. Now, in terms of other Grammy nominations from the pop vocal album field, Adele's 25 up for that, like it is for album of the year. The Worm's Purpose is up for it, I guess, for album of the year. This guy's a blight. Wait.
The Beliebers went crazy on Twitter yesterday. Really? They can't believe, because he's been snubbed by the Grammys. He was snubbed for Best New Art. I mean, he really has consistently been snubbed. So to get 5 or 7 nominations or whatever he got this year was pretty big.
It's because all the Grammy officials used to listen to this program. They stopped listening to it. That's when they put him up for all this.
Exactly.
I've got to say, though, and I mean, despite what you think about him, and I don't think he's a great person either, it was a really good
This isn't about
album.
His music. This is about him being a little jerk.
Right. The Grammys aren't about music.
They're about politics. Music politics, right? Isn't that really it?
I would say so. Yeah, it's pretty political, I would guess, right?
Dangerous Woman up for the best pop vocal album, Ariana Grande's work, Demi Lovato, and Confident, Sia. This is acting. Okay, so I remember we talked about Sia, but I don't have her on the top of my mind. What's her story?
This one is Ariana Grande, but she's from Australia, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's had a ton of huge hits, and I think she produces a lot as well.
Oh. She's another one of those artists like Meghan Trainor who became famous writing hit songs for other people and then finally used her own voice and then became a huge star, too.
Best Traditional Pop Vocal Album. Nominees are Bob Dylan, Josh Groban, Willie Nelson, Barbara Streisand. I guess that's tradition.
That's an interesting category. A lot of varied talent there.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Let's see here. A lot of country. Man, Jennifer, country stuff all over the place.
All over the place.
Solo, Randy Clark, Miranda Lambert, Maren Morris, Carrie Underwood, Keith Urban. All these. Okay, so a lot of good. A lot of this music get played a lot between now and when the Grammys are actually on, which will be February 12th, 28 after the hour.
I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Your dog hates the car. Well, I'll tell you why. Don't fall into the trap of putting your dog in the car only when she needs to go to the vet's office. How would you feel if the only time you rode in the car was to go to the doctor, have your body probed, and receive a shot with a big, long needle? I know you have to drag me into the car kicking and screaming. For a lot of dogs, their only experience with cars is negative and associated with stress, the stress of going to the vet or maybe to a kennel. How can we possibly expect our four-footed best friends to know the difference when we decide to take them on the occasional car trip to the park? Here's what I suggest doing. Make your car very pet friendly. Put the dog in the car. Just sit there for 5 minutes a day, listen to the radio and hang out. Then take the dog and visit some of his best friends, whether it be another dog or grandma or its uncle. Make sure the car is a positive experience for your pet. And I want you to understand, the reason dogs bark so much when they're in the car is they see the other cars as prey and they want to chase them. So don't overcorrect them. Make the car a fun place for you, a fun place for your pet, and everyone will enjoy the ride. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Dear Ulta Beauty, we've been extra good this year. I'm looking so good while doing it.
So this holiday, we'll take pretty new eyeshadow palettes to make our eyes sparkle. And fantastic new fragrances that smell oh so sweet.
Don't forget lovely new lipsticks. We'll take Velvet and Shine. And please fill our stockings with serums and balms and hair tools galore.
Every girl has a list. And this holiday, there's only one place to get glam and get gifts. Lovely lipsticks, fantastic fragrances, and pretty palettes await. Ulta Beauty. Joy to the girl.
This Tuesday through Saturday at Kohl's, only once a year. Friends and family save a little more with an extra 25% off, so you can give a little more this holiday. It's time to get cozy, so bundle up for the tree lighting with Madden Girl outerwear, just $39.99. Spread some holiday cheer with Girls Festive sweaters for only $19.99. And give a cozy night's sleep with
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. The program can be followed on Twitter at DJV Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen. And you can like us on Facebook.com/DJV Show. 6.5 magnitude earthquake killed 97 people last night in Indonesia. This is another place pretty much like, it's not quite as bad as Haiti, but it ain't great. So you look at this and look at the buildings, the homes, the mosques, the shops completely destroyed. About 10 years ago in that same area, there was another earthquake that triggered a tsunami. Remember that? All those thousands and thousands of people were killed as a result of that. So you look at that. There's a situation. My son went over there for 2 weeks. To work with three or four of his, remember three or four of his friends, to help clean up. This only scratches the surface. You had something like this in an area like that. They have no, they don't have modern means of figuring things out, although they do have more modern equipment than Haiti does, but it's still their building codes and stuff are not great, so it's not going to be a pretty picture for a lot of those people. Here's something that will not be a shocker. The State Department has cited six countries or republics who have engaged in or tolerated particularly severe violations of religious freedom over this past year. I'm sure you'd be shocked to know that China is is one of
for
them.
For one.
Yeah. Afghanistan, there's another shocker. Myanmar, which used to be known as Burma. Iran, Iraq, Serbia, and the Sudan. All shockers, right? We leave it to the UN to spend a lot of money to tell us what we already know. And so what they're trying to do, though, under this Religious Persecution Act, if that's what it is, I don't know whether that's what it is, but is to make it more difficult for these people to have diplomatic channels or connections with other countries. I don't know how would that show up to make it more difficult. It isn't like sanctions, but suspend their membership to the UN, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I don't know whether, I mean, who, you think that the Sudan cares whether it's in the UN or not? Or Serbian
Yeah,
areas?
You might want to come up with something a little more threatening.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, you mean I don't have to pay a lot of money and go to terrible meetings?
Exactly.
Right.
And get nothing for my investment. Thank you. Ding, 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 ding. All right, so I'm looking at the sports desk, Biff. Or Biffs. Who's Rashan Salam? Am I pronouncing
Rashan
his name
Salam.
Right?
Rashan Salam, yeah.
Apparently, he was a Heisman guy back in the 90s. Mm-hmm. They found him dead yesterday near his alma mater, the University of Colorado. He's 42 years old.
It's kind of weird because the police were investigating. They couldn't find any signs of foul play. But, I mean, you think 42. I mean, he was really just done with his career recently.
Mm. But do you think it could have been brain? You know, a lot of these guys.
That's true.
That's true. Yep. Because they are his family is thinking suicide now. But
really?
Yeah.
Because he may have known something, right?
Or just had such extreme depression, which is becoming, a more well-known side effect of CTE.
It is.
Sad.
All right, on the good news side from the sports department, Derek Jeter. How many people here are fans of Derek Jeter?
I am, actually. I like.
Are you really? Why?
Mm-hmm. Although I am a Dodger girl, I bleed Dodger blue and not too big a fan of the Yankees. I think Derek Jeter actually did his career and played it honorably. Yeah. I think he was a gentleman. I think he was a class act, a great player, obviously. And so for those reasons, I commend him.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think universally, even a Bostonian could probably say something nice about Derek Jeter.
Wait, did you know somebody from Boston who would say something nice about Derek Jeter?
He wasn't A-Rod. You know what I mean?
Right.
He wasn't A-Rod. This is a great way to...
Although they're often sort of in the same sentence, but he was definitely not like A-Rod.
So all right, here's another
number two. The story is they're going to retire his number two jersey.
Yeah, right.
So he joins a pretty elite group of retired numbers like Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig,
Ted Williams,
Joe DiMaggio.
My favorite,
Mickey
Doug's
Mantle.
Like, instead of telling the story, Doug's like, who remembers Derek Jeter?
Right.
All right, that's another news.
Very funny, Jennifer.
Another news.
In other news.
Who remembers Derek Jeter? Back to you in the studio.
Yet another scathing report, this time by the Inspector General looking at the Pentagon. Ooh, this ought to be interesting. This is a follow-up to a story that I think last January surfaced about the Defense Department and people who work there using their credit cards at strip clubs and casinos.
Oh, yes.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Using them at, like, the Hustler Club and the Sapphire Gentleman's Club. Okay. So there's a new investigation this week that shows that nothing has changed. What a shocker. There's great administration, great management of our country. Investigators say that Pentagon officials have absolutely, positively failed to follow through on any of the corrective measures that they've recommended, which means the department's credit card program is being misused continually. for the same things. What kind of an up yours is that to you and me, the taxpayer? From, and that's what I tell you, and this doesn't just go for Trump or Obama or any of them. It's too big a job. It's too big. Trump says he wants to cut government, and this is why people want to cut, because they see this incredible waste. These people have spent millions of dollars of taxpayer money going to the hustler club, going to strip joints, going to gambling joints on the taxpayer's dime, and nobody's doing anything about it. I'm speechless. My blood boils when I see this stuff. It's so unfair.
I think only like two guys have even been caught. You know that this is a huge
prosecuted
problem.
Prosecuted. Right.
Yeah, I mean, you know that this is obviously that they're all getting away with it. We just haven't caught them.
So, why? And does, under the circumstances, does this change that some people have embraced and some people have not because of various reasons? Here's another one. There we go. Here's one more on this same scale. The Pentagon this year has systematically buried a study that showed it wasted $125 billion this year. Article in yesterday's Washington Post, based on confidential memos and interviews, says the report, which came out in January, and it's not the same report I was just talking about the using the credit cards. This is a whole different area of efficiency that is lost in the bureaucratic process. The study shows an extraordinarily large amount of wasteful spending, and so now, because, this is very interesting, because the people in the Pentagon who are bureaucrats are worried about the new administration and public perception, that the attitude, quote unquote, may change. This is a 77-page report that was removed from the Pentagon website 11 hours after it was posted last January the 15th. So it was put up. Somebody said, good God, look at that. Get that off of there.
Think about how many overpriced
really
yeah. Think about how many overpriced
God.
Boeing planes at $4 billion.
Right.
Buy. I mean,
exactly.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah. So I just, man.
Who's in? I mean, this is a dumb question, but who's I really don't know the answer. Who's in charge of the Pentagon? Like, who's
Secretary
the top
of defense?
I believe the Secretary of Defense, who works for the President of the United States. Last I checked.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, so the new Secretary of Defense,
Ashton Carter.
Ash Carter is Obama's Secretary of Defense.
Right.
So, Mad Dog Mattis will be Trump.
Right.
So he'll be
the
job
them,
to clean this up.
By the way, neither of them are administrators or bean counters, as you might
and this,
put it.
That's
and
kind that's of where I was getting at, because this sounds like a bean counter type job. Like, this needs a business person who knows how to do budgets.
And somebody who can say no, or you keep that up and you're fired.
Right.
Well,
or you go to jail.
Is that Ash Carter is actually pretty popular, like, on both sides of the aisle. People tend to like him.
Yeah.
I can't imagine. This just shows you how corrupted government is. I mean, whether they like him or not, shouldn't you be held accountable for the amount of money that you're spending?
Hello?
I mean, the waste? Hello?
Ding, ding,
hello?
Ding, 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 ding.
Is this thing on? And Mad Dog, I mean, the thing about, I like the pick of Mad Dog Mattis, and mostly because I like his name, and he sounds like a professional wrestler. But, he comes in as someone who's going to need special approval, because there's some dumb law in the books that says if you've served in the, in the military, you can't automatically take that position. You have to have like a 7-year cooling off period, which is ridiculous. Another dumb law that doesn't make any sense. So he comes in. Does he have the chops? Maybe this is where he needs to bring good people in around him to make those cuts, because coming in with military experience is a whole different set of skills.
Yep. You are correct.
You need some nerdy accountants in there.
You sure do. Yep.
What about the people who count the Oscar ballots? Maybe those people should actually be working in government. They're good at keeping secrets. No one ever knows what's in the briefcase.
Oh, yeah, the law firm of Dewey, Screw'em, and Howe, right?
Yeah.
Those are the ones that...
Funkin' Wagnalls, mayonnaise jar on the back porch.
Yeah.
All right, 45 past the hour. A television report up next here.
The good news is that if you go to Buffalo Wild Wings, order from the Fast Break lunch menu, and don't get your food within 15 minutes, your lunch is free. The bad news is, we don't plan on taking longer than 15 minutes. Free lunches? Are you crazy? What kind of business model is that?
Lunch fast or it's free. We do it for you. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
For a limited time only at participating locations. Valid for tables of six or less. Other restrictions apply. See a participating location for details.
You know what scares most people? Spiders, heights, public speaking. You know what scares me? Unused inventory. I find the prospect terrifying. Got goosebumps just thinking about it. That's why we use Grainger. Grainger's inventory management solutions make sure our facility has exactly what we need when we need it. No overstock, no understock, no goosebumps. When it comes to inventory management, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The holidays can get a little competitive. Whose house is covered in the most decorative lights? Whose sweater is the most festive? Whose gingerbread house is eaten the fastest? Whose gift is most thoughtful? Well, there's one part of the holidays that's not a competition, and that's who brings you those gifts. Because at the United States Postal Service, we deliver more online purchases to homes than anyone else in the country. That's right, anyone, even you know who.
Ho, ho, ho!
The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
Now with your American Express card, it's extra special to shop small at local stores because today you can earn even more rewards. Now through December 31st, eligible American Express card members can earn more rewards when they shop small in their neighborhood. Learn more and enroll your card today at AmericanExpress.com.
Prepaid and corporate cards, cards issued by other financial institutions, the Plum Card, and certain other cards are not eligible. Reward cap and other terms apply.
Not available in all states.
Hey, you two, what brings you to the mall?
We're just here checking on our robot.
Your robot?
Our recent Irby's Froyo robot. Diane and I became franchisees last month.
It serves frozen yogurt creations to customers in 60 seconds.
Recent Irby's provided us with everything we needed. They even helped you secure amazing locations. Movie theaters, grocery stores, college campuses, theme parks. They make any location a sensation.
How do I get a Froyo robot of my own?
Just go to FroyoRobots.com and enter promo code 9000. But hurry, because they're going fast. FroyoRobots.com, promo code 9000.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels.
All right, let's check the sports. No, wait a minute, that was before. How about we check the television news? This YouTube Christmas special, The Keys of Christmas. Who would have... I'm a little bit behind the times. I know most of you don't realize that, but I didn't realize...
Nope.
I didn't ask for comments. There were no comments required there. None. YouTube.
Part of our contract is we have to agree with you at all times. I was just agreeing with you, sir.
Of course you are. YouTube Red. Now, back in the days even before my time, the radio networks were NBC Red, Blue.
Radio?
Yeah. They had different, and ABC, not ABC, but CBS. CBS and NBC had different color networks. NBC was most, the red channel and the blue channel. So now YouTube's got a red network that's going to have a holiday special. Sandy and Doug, holiday special with Mariah Carey called The Keys of Christmas. What do we know about that?
Well, it's YouTube sensation Rudy Mancuso is going to be co-starring with her on that. And there's going to be performances from Ciara, DJ Khalid, and Fifth Harmony. So it's kind of a big deal. And the guy who directed Rihanna's video, Where Have You Been, which was a huge hit for her, he's doing all the production and directing the big event. So,
YouTube Red is a... Is she going to actually acknowledge these other performers? Because isn't she?
You know she does.
Joey goes, Kim Kardashian, who's that? But yes, she never acknowledges anybody.
Exactly.
All right, Ginger, what's on tonight?
Well, Dougie, our favorite show of the season, Designated Survivor, has its winter finale tonight, so it's going to be.
Where did that come from? When did they start? This year, all these winter finales. What a bunch of phony baloney.
It did not start this year.
Even the Golden Girls is on hiatus for a winter finale.
I love the Golden Girls.
I know, you and I are the only
ones. So Designated Survivors, 10 o'clock on ABC. Also tonight, the winter finale of Empire, 9 o'clock on Fox. And Lethal Weapon starts things off on Fox at 8.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Recently, mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 4.125%. APR, 4.82%. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. So lock in this ultra-low rate before it goes back up. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Honey, did you grab your lidocaine pain patch?
I think so.
Well, does it have 4% lidocaine?
Check.
8-hour relief?
Check.
Maximum strength adhesion?
Check.
Dry technology?
Check.
Is it water resistant?
Check.
Narcotic free?
Check.
And finally, American made?
Check. Don't be fooled by other lidocaine patches. Grab the relief you deserve the first time with Blue Emu's Lidocare. Available at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The hour. This is the appropriate time, although there are many times to be appropriate to talk to my pal Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show. He's going to spend some time with us now talking about pets and the holidays, and then we're going to have him, those of you who are sort of listening, note, if you're listening in the next hour, Tim Link, who's the animal communicator, is going to be here to visit with Warren and me and Victoria and Jennifer. And so if you haven't heard him before, you might want to make a note in your head. If you can't listen to it live, it's it'll be hour 5 of the archives. Around the holidays, listeners are always asking Warren who deserves my hard-earned dollars, that is, charities. And Warren would tell you, I would tell you, a donation to Hugs and Kisses, the Hugs and Kisses Animal Fund, very appropriate. Your money is going straight to the animals. There is absolutely no support staff other than volunteers. So all of your money that goes to the Hugs and Kisses Animal Fund goes to these pets. There are, instead of me doing it, I'll have Warren tell you what happens with your money goes to the Hugs and Kisses Animal Fund right after these words.
Tonight, from NBC, the network that ushered in live musicals, comes the next big thing.
We're live in 3, 2, 1.
Hairspray Live, performed completely live with an incredible all-star cast. Harvey Fierstein,
Jennifer Hudson,
Ariana Grande,
Martin Short,
Gary Carr,
Kristen Chenoweth,
Duff Cameron,
Sean Hayes,
Billy Eichner, and introducing Matty Balio. Don't miss the family event of the holiday season. Hairspray Live, tonight on NBC.
temps are dropping, and you know what that means. It's coat time. Make Burlington your cold weather headquarters today. We're packed with super warm, super stylish coats for the whole family, from fashion to classic, quilted to parka, and much more. Plus, there are endless scarves, hats, gloves, and boots from all the top name brands everyone loves. Up to 65% off other retailers' prices every day. Style so good, you'll look forward to getting caught in the cold. Burlington, style for everyone.
All right, 56 after the hour. Yes, I've introduced you to Warren Eckstein, a best friend for your dog, your cat. And those of you who like to support well, it isn't just what Warren stands for. It's what I stand for. People that I know and love are very interested in helping animals in all sorts of ways. So if people give a donation, Warren, to the Hugs and Kisses Animal Fund, where does the money go?
You know, it depends on circumstances. For example, we just sent a bunch of money for the people that had the floods down south. So if there's a fire, if there are floods. You know, it's interesting because Hugs and Kisses was set up by me in honor of my first wife, Taya, passed away in 1990. And basically, here's our motto, and it's so different than everyone else's. Doug, my goal is to be the poorest humane society in the country. And the reason for that is we keep no money in the bank. As soon as the money comes in and there are dogs or cats that need it, it goes immediately out. And what we do is we donate to the small mom-and-pop organizations you may never heard of. You know, one rescues horses, one rescues pigs, one rescues dogs.
Like the lady whose event I went to in your honor in June in L.A., that sort of thing?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly the type of thing we do. We give to the small mom-and-pop organizations that don't have PR people and the people to raise money. They're focused on saving the animals. We help those people out.
Yeah. All right, so send a donation to Hugs and Kisses Animal Fund. Now, on your website, the Pet Show .com or also hugsandkisses.com. I'm going to bet that the address in Arizona is there for people to send the money. Yes?
Exactly.
All right. So Warren's website, you can go to warrenextine.com, petshow.com, or hugsandkisses.com to give to the Hugs and Kisses Animal Fund, something I am happy to recommend because I know what Warren is telling you is the truth.
Hey, Doug, speaking about kisses, you ready for this? The new survey just got it hot off the press this morning. The majority of survey respondents would rather smooch their dog, 61%, than their significant other, 39%, if caught under the mistletoe.
Really?
I don't make this stuff up.
Wow. So, in other words, instead of me kissing the person I want to kiss, I kiss Millie.
You kiss Millie.
All the time. Millie kisses me all the time.
Yeah, but come on, you know where you'd rather stick that mouth of yours.
Yes, I do. But that's me.
Oh, and here's the list. 76% of pet owners believe their dog made it on Santa Claus's nice list, while 24% think the dog is on the naughty list. Just stuff that how they ask
really?
The dogs, I don't know. I'm just the reporter.
How would one determine whether your dog has been naughty or nice? Its relationship with other dogs, with people, or the poops in the house?
I guess, you know, if the dog's been a pain in the butt, you know, he's not housebroken, he's chewing, he's jumping, he's barking, he's digging holes, that might be on the naughty side. To me, that's a dog, but to some people, that's the naughty side.
The naughty side. Being naughty or nice. All right, so do you get presents for your dogs for Christmas?
Absolutely. There's more under the tree for them than there is for me or Denise. Absolutely.
As it should be. We ought to do a survey on that on Twitter, Victoria. Ask if people give presents to their dogs
you
for
bet.
Christmas.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.